We're up to Simon Mem Beis in Hilchas Tefillin. We'll be doing the first two sifim. So the Mechaber says, also l'shanas tefillin shel rosh l'solson shel yad. You are not allowed to take tefillin shel rosh and turn them into a tefillin shel yad. So first we're talking about the bias itself. How would you take shel rosh and turn it into a shel yad? You'll cover it over with leather, so it'll be considered one bias. Afilo likach ritzua mehem. To take the ritzua of the shalrosh and use that for the shalyad is aser. Mipnei shein moridin mikdusha chamura likdusha kala. This is the halacha of malin bakodesh ve'ein moridin, which the Bir halacha brings down is a doraisa, and that means even to a kedusha kala. Now, why is the shalrosh holier? Why does it have more kedusha than the shalyad? Says the Mechaber. V'shalrosh kedushaso chamura sherubo shel shakai b'shalrosh. Because on the shalrosh you have the shin on the actual tefillin, on the bias. You have the dalit on the kesher of the shalrosh. Whereas in the shalyad, you only have the yud. Aval mishalyad l'shalrosh mutur l'shanos. But you're allowed to go up from the shalyad to the shalrosh. So the Mechaber is telling us there's a halach of malin bakodesh. V'imo yu chadoshim, shadayin lo hinicham, mutur l'shanos afilu mishalrosh l'shalyad. Says the Mechaber, this is only if they were used already. What if they were made for the sake of being a shel rosh, but were not yet used? The halachi is, there's no iser in turning them into a shel yad. Shetol aleh michse or echad v'nira kabayas echad, it'll be mutter. In other words, the halachi is that hazmana alone, simply designating it as a shel yad or a shel rosh, even if it clearly looks like a shel rosh because it's got four batim. Nevertheless, if it was not yet worn as a tefillin shel rosh, you are allowed to be mishana to a shel yad. The same going for the ritzuas. Now the Magen Avraham wants to be mechadesh here that this halacha of malin bakodesh is not only a matter of taking the ritzuas of the shalrosh and using them for a shalyad, but even with the ritzuas themselves, he wants to say that, let's take the case of the shalyad. You have the yud, the kesher, at one end, and at the other end, you wrap it around your fingers. So what happens if the kesher itself, the ritzuah is worn out? So what you'd like to do is turn it around. Use the side that was once wrapped on your finger for the kesher of the shel yad, and the side that had the kesher on it, you'd like to put around your finger. He says that isn't good. Why? Malim bakodesh vein moridin. You're taking the side of the ritzuah that was once the kesher, the yud of the shem of shakai, and you're wrapping it around your tefillin. You're wrapping it around your finger. And that's called being morided. Says the Magen Avraham, how about, let's say, the kesher of the shalrosh, where it's getting worn out, what you would like to do is turn the ritzua around a little bit and move the kesher a little further along the ritzua, in a way that now you'll be including more of the ritzua in the circle that is part of the kesher of the shalrosh, and part of what used to be in the circle is now going to come out of it. Is that considered a case of malin bakodesh ve'ein moridin, where you're being morided mikdushasa? So he says the pashtis is that it should be mutter. However, the Mishnah Brura, although he brings down the Magen Avraham, he says that it's better that you be machmir. He says that you're better off being machmir over there. In the case of the shalyad, where you're not turning it over, you're just moving it further along, there he is mater. But in the case of the shalrosh, where you're now going to take something that was inside the kesher and make it outside the kesher, there the Mishnah Berurah lechatchila says that you shouldn't do it. Now, we saw the halacha is, the Mechaber said that in the case of new tefillin, where it was only hazmona, where you only designated it or you made it for tefillin shalrosh, but they were never used as tefillin shalrosh, hazmona lav nilsa, that is not enough to make them aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you wore them. You were wearing a pair of tefillin for years, and then chas v'shalom, they open it up and they find that one of the parshiyos was pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now if you want to use the rest of the parshiyos, say, in the shel yad, that would not be a problem. These are new tefillin. Why are they new tefillin? They were used. They weren't used. Since there was a mistake in the parsha, they weren't kosher tefillin yet. so that these tefillin were never really used as the shalrash. The person thought he was wearing tefillin shalrash, but what he was really wearing were a pair that was pasul, and therefore it's not considered that he wore them as tefillin. So that if you're talking about a pair of tefillin that was not kosher, even though it was worn, we considered it as if it was not worn. And that would not make it usur to be used as tefillin shel yad. Now, let's say someone had a shel rush, and the ritzua got worn out. So he goes and puts into it a new ritzua. Then he's about to wear it, and he tells himself, you know something? I think my shel yad is in worse shape. I want to take this new ritzua out of the rush and put it in the shel yad. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though these tefillin were worn, since the particular ritzuas were not used yet, the halacha is that you're allowed to use them for the shel yad. That if you take ritzuas that were not yet used for shel rush, but they were only put into the shel rush, you are allowed to go and put them into the shel yad. That's not considered a horoda from the Kedusha. With regard to using them for a dvar chol, we are later going to see that that is going to be aser. As we are only talking about an inyan of, you're allowed to, since you did not use it, you're allowed to use it for a lesser kedusha. Using it for a dvar chol altogether, that a person couldn't, and we're going to see that. Further, yes, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that the same thing goes for a case. A case of a shel rush is not to be used for a shel yad if it was already used. So that even though it was designated and you wrote on it shel rush, but it was not yet used for a shel rush, you can go and adjust it and use it for a shel yad. Whereas once it was used for the shel rush, you could not use it for a shel yad. Sif Beis, im hisna aleihem mitchila. If he made a t'nai at the beginning, what is considered a t'nai at the beginning? At the time you made them. If at the time you made the tefillin, you made a t'nai that you can change it to a shel yad, afilu lofshan adam yochol l'shanosam, afilu mishel rosh l'shel yad. The halachi is, even if they were used later, you are allowed to change them from the shel rosh to the shel yad. Since there was a stipulation made at the time you made them, that is good enough. So if at the time of the hazmana, you are allowed to go and change it. Now, what happens if at the time you made them, you did not make a t'nai? But when you put them on, you made a t'nai. So it would stand to reason that since hazmana lavnils, at the time you made them, it didn't count. It only counted after you actually wore them. So if the time you wore them, you made a t'nai, that should be good enough. The Mishnah Berurah says that it does not work. He says the t'nai must be at the time of the hazmana, meaning at the time of the asiyah, at the time you make it. Only then would the t'nai work. The t'nai later would not work.